and they have 2 months of that. Let's see, how is that? 4 months of the... Well, they finish it.
I think the 7th and 8th are junior high, and in some places the high school starts at 9th. We have a new one in Stillwater, and one of the girls is extremely angry because she's just in the 9th grade and she still has to go to junior high. She can't go to the new school.
Well, maybe it goes on from the... I never have fully understood how that junior high... I heard it in Texas before. We got it here. I was down there visiting and talking about junior high school. Well, I didn't understand what it meant by that, but then we got it here a little later on.
Did you have any special term for a store where all kinds of cheap things are sold?
Well, general merchandise, I think.
Or was there, did you ever hear the word racket store?
Oh, that's a 5 and 10 cent store. That's what they're called now. Yes, they used to call it racket stores.
And let's see, in town here, what were your big buildings in Sayre? The place where you got your mail?
Post office.
And where you'd spend the night if you came in?
Hotel.
And if you went to see a play or something?
Picture show, or they used to little road shows would come through, you know, and cave in show at the theater.
And what do you call this area over here where the courthouse is?
You mean around the courthouse?
Uh-huh.
Well, it'd be called, I suppose, the courthouse grounds, wouldn't it?
Yeah, public square, town square, city square.
No, it isn't a public square like they have in the towns in Texas. They're in the center.
Uh-huh.
And the business buildings, they just go around in a square, and then the courthouse right in the center.
Mm-hmm.
That's called in a public square. That would be called a public, but the business buildings now is all around that square.
Mm-hmm.
That's very common in Texas to see the towns like that.
I think most of them are that way.
Right? Yes, they used to be.
Rather pleasant. Except when you want to go from here to here and have to drive all this distance.
Yes. But that public square would be full of wagons and teams on a busy day there. They'd take the team loose from the wagon, tie them to the back end of the wagon, you know,
mm-hmm.
feed them, if they bring their feet along to them and stay all day. And that public square around the courthouse would just be full of wagons and teams.
I don't know what he does to the food in there, but it smells so good.
Well, you don't call it steak.
Oh, we can't. Again, we're expected over there.
I'll just be glad to have you with me.
Well, we were mentioning squares. If someone is here and wants to get over here, and instead of walking down to the corner here and turning this way, he goes right straight across here.
They would then, yes. But now that'd be jaywalking now. You know, you're not allowed to jaywalk across the streets now.
Would you have any other term for this? Walk? How?
I don't know that I've heard it. Well, you'd be going diagonally, would that be the right word for that, across the square?
Yeah, from corner to corner.
Yes.
Do you ever use catty corner or kitty corner?
Yes, I've heard that word used, yeah.
Which one?
A catty corner. I don't, well, that mean cutting across a corner somewhere, you know.
Uh-huh.
I suppose that's what it meant, I don't know, but I've heard the word used.
Did they have public transportation in Sayre or Elk City a few years back? Were those tracks in the street?